And the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Farioli. Farioli. George. Gerard. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Nelson. Prozonsky. Prozonsky. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Starr. Telfer. Ferger. Ferger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney.
He's here.
We're not. We got to get him up with seven more members before we get a quorum.
What happened to my small cups? You know, I don't like these big cups. I like the small loosies. No, those aren't my end cups. I want the plastic clear. You know what? I won't do anything. I'll just stay with what I got from this guy. You never going to help me do anything. You know, there's no... I get nothing. I get...
A quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Floyd Prozonsky is going to lead us in the pledge. Today's invocation is by the Pastor Greg Allen from the Bethany Bible Church in Portland.
Thank you again for the privilege of being able to be here today. I'd like to read a portion this morning from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and I suggest it's a particularly apt passage for these difficult financial times. Jesus taught in words that I'm sure you're familiar with, that life is more than food and body is more than clothing, that the Heavenly Father graciously feeds the birds of the air and clothes the grass of the field, and that we are far greater value to Him than they. And Jesus said, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in these challenging days, it has become easy for us to forget that you are our provider for life. And when we forget, we worry. Please forgive us for thinking that everything depends upon us. And please forgive us for not trusting you as we should. I pray that in the midst of all that lies ahead for this legislative body in the weeks and months to come, you would help us to remember that you are the ultimate giver of all that we need. Help us to understand that the riches of your gracious providence are never subject to the economy. And help us in our respective callings and our personal lives to give you and your kingdom and your righteousness their proper priority. Always trusting that as we do so, as Jesus himself has taught us, all these things will be added to us by your gracious hand. With due regard for the rights of all in matters of faith, I humbly offer this prayer in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you again for your privilege.
I'd like to thank Pastor Greg Allen for our invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate officially to Pastor Greg Allen. Thank Senator Pozanski for his leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Courtesies the Senate. Recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like you to extend courtesies to Andrew Oberle. He's a sophomore at Yale, and he's on his two-week spring break. He's an alumnus of Grant, and the way I got to know him is Snowcap had an auction, and one of the things they auctioned off was a lunch with me, as well as a day in the legislature, and his parents actually bought me for quite a bit of money, and now Andrew is here. All right. And also I'd like you to extend courtesies to a number of OSEA people, and there are a number of them, and I know they're up in the gallery, and I know there are a number from my district, and I won't name them all, but I want you to extend courtesies to them also. Thank you.
I don't care. Do what you want. Thank you, Senator Montes Anderson. I'd like to welcome Andrew to the floor of the Senate. Good luck at Yale. Great school, obviously. I couldn't get in, so I'd like to extend the official courtesy to the Senate to you, and Senator Montes Anderson is an extraordinary senator, so I'm sure you're going to learn a lot. Thanks for coming here. Recognize Senator Martha Schrader, please.
Good morning, Senator Courtney, Mr. President. I'd like to welcome here today members of the Oregon School Employees Association and the American Federation of Teachers from Oregon, Deborah Hall, Patrick Morgan, Sean Pickle, Dana Strand, Joe Wheat, John Phillips, Vicki Poyser, and Lana Stevens. These are individuals from the North Clackamas School District, North Marion, and the school district I used to work at as a school librarian. That would be the Oregon City School District. I'd like to extend courtesies to them and welcome them here today.
Thank you, Senator Schrader. I'd like to extend courtesies to those individuals and hope they have a good day in the state capitol. While I'm at it, I'm going to recognize all the OSEA people who are here today. They're here. I'd like to extend the courtesies to all those in the gallery, as well as those that are not in the gallery throughout the building. I spoke to them last night at the conference center in Salem and welcomed them to our not only the Capitol, but also Salem. So I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate today to each and every member of OSEA that's here today. Hope they have a great day in your state capitol, and you'll come back again many times. Thank you. Recognize Senator Diane Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just briefly, I join you in extending courtesies to the hardworking folks who drive our kids in school buses, prepare their food for breakfast and lunch, and there are several from my district, and I just briefly like to mention and welcome Catherine Howells, Johnny McGee, Jerry Morris, Mike Morrow, Mark Schwepke, Marcus Swift, Everest Morrow, and Darlene Phillips. Welcome to the Capitol.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Berger, please. Senator Berger, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'd like to introduce my legislative assistant, Joel Fisher. Joel's interest in politics goes back to age 7, when in 1990 his family moved from Helena, Montana to Senator Carter's district in North Portland, where his father was a minister at a small mission church with a vibrant ministry. Joel is the son of two ordained ministers, Terry Sue and the late John Fisher. The ministry that his father had included a big yellow school bus that picked up children every Sunday from the Columbia Villa, one of Portland's poorest neighborhoods, took the children to church, and fed them. It was at the young age of seven that Joel realized that not everyone came from a loving two-parent home with heat and enough food to eat. Joel is a graduate of Oregon State University and a former board member of the Oregon Student Association. He's worked for Congressman Darlene Hooley in Washington, D.C., on campaigns for Representative Chris Edwards and Senator Jackie Dingfelder. Last session, he worked for Representative Kotek, spending most of his time working on the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TAF, program through the legislative process. He also got legislation introduced and passed that awarded honorary degrees to Japanese Americans who were forced to leave our state universities during the Japanese internment in 1942. Before this session, Joel spent 4 months traveling in Southeast Asia, where he visited 10 different countries and took 20,000 photos. He spends most of his spare time working on his photography, and it is my pleasure to have Joel as my policy advisor this session.
Thanks, Senator Berger. Joel, thanks for helping the good senator out. I think we've talked. My son is in Helena, Montana. He's sitting right next to Senator Margaret Carter. He's in college there, so he happens to love it, and he is not coming here. He is going to stay. He's going to leave Oregon to go to Helena, Montana, and stay there. So you've come from Helena, and he's going to Helena. So anyway, I congratulate you for all you accomplished in life and all that you're going to do for the good Senator Burgess. It's an honor and privilege to have you here. So sometimes we should talk about the great state of Montana. Recognize Senator Farioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I also would like to have courtesies extended to the OSCA members that came from Baker County, Harney County, and Jefferson County, Shannon and Robert Keck, Tracy Warner, Ruth Woodworth, Monica McCanna, Nikki Carson, Bear Ross, and Rule Schlarb. They're up in the gallery, and Mr. President, I guarantee you they drove the furthest and they worked the hardest. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that the Senate extend courtesies to my friend and Columbia County Commissioner Earl Fisher, who is up in the balcony. He's serving his first term as a Columbia County Commissioner and down here today on a variety of issues, but I'd like to ask that courtesies be extended to him.
Thank you, Senator. Commissioner Fisher, thanks for coming here. Appreciate your coming to the Capitol today, and hope you'll come back again. This is your state capitol. And we desperately need the input of all local governments to get through this most difficult time. So thank you for being here. It's an honor and privilege to have you here, Commissioner Fisher. Recognize Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know you mentioned Pastor Allen. I want you to know that the Bethany Bible Church is in my district, District 17, and I ask that courtesies be extended to Pastor Allen this morning. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, I think I've already done that. So, Pastor Allen, double courtesies to you for the invocation. Well done. And recognize Senator Margaret Carter, please. Are you going to get up, Senator Carter, or not?
I was going to get up, but you just trumped me. I was going to introduce my guest.
Well, then please do so.
Sean Michael Courtney is sitting with me.
It's Sean Michael Sebastian Courtney.
Oh, thank you very much. He will be graduating from Carroll College in May in psychology. And this young man, I hate to see staying in Montana because he has such great leadership abilities, and he's been involved with young people in ministering to them and doing great work. And I'd love to see him stay here, but so much for the integrity of the parents, Margie Courtney, one of the parents who did a good job with him.
Well, Sean, we're pleased you're here, but you haven't graduated yet, so you better continue to study if you want us to help pay for your college education, son. And you know, it's great having children. They, in one day, drive all the way from Helena, Montana to Salem, Oregon. They don't tell their parents, and she said, I don't know. So anyway, Sean, you've done well. You've done well. You've done well. We're very proud of you. Of course, this is our middle three of our sons. This is the middle one, the biggest one, the tallest one. Takes after me, his looks. And so I'd like to extend the courtesy to send it to you. I think Sean's going to do our invocation tomorrow because I need all the prayers I can get. Carroll College is a little college in Helena, Montana. And then Senator Bill Morissette went there, graduated from there, and played football there back in 1901. So thank you. Thank you. Recognize Senator Bill Morissette, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sean, welcome to Montana. I did graduate from Carroll College in 1953. I did play for 3 years football. We won the league championship for 3 years in a row. I believe Carroll has won the small college championship for 2 or 3 years in a row. So that's significant. My wife grew up in Helena. It's a great place. It's the capital city, of course, and very robust, and Carroll College is an integral part of that. And I understand that Sean has fallen in love with ice fishing in Montana. Is that right, Sean? Yeah, right. So welcome, and get back to Montana. Thank you.
Further courtesies. Remonstrances. Message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the Speaker to inform you that the House has passed Senate Bills 14, 5552, 581, House Bills 2058, 2611, 2634, House Joint Resolution 15, and on March 6th, the Speaker has signed House Bills 2172, 2174, 2305.
Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees. Reports to SR 8.551 committee report summary number 32 was distributed to members March 6th, and number 33 was distributed today. This information recorded in the Journal of State's report and is so ordered. Reports from special committees. Proposition motions. Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that consideration of SCR 1 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Wednesday, March 25th calendar.
Senator Bill Morissette has moved the consideration of SCR 1 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Wednesday's March 25th calendar. Your motion, please.
Phyllis Beck, who we will be honoring posthumously, her mother will not be able to be here until the 25th. She relies on transportation from another source, and that's not available until then.
Thank you. The question is taking SCR 1 from today's calendar and placing it on Wednesday's March 25th calendar. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is carried. Action executive points to require Senate confirmation. Introduction, first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 8, in memoriam, Mark Ted Winters, 1924 to 2008. Senate Concurrent Resolution 9, in memoriam, David Lett, 1939 to 2008. Senate Concurrent Resolution 10, in memoriam, Dr. Robert Bacon, 1918 to 2009. Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, in memoriam, James Klonowski, 1925 to 2009. Senate Joint Resolution 31, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to initiative petitions. Senate Joint Resolution 32, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to state financial emergency. Senate Joint Resolution 33, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 34, commemorating legislative fiscal office for 50 years of service. Senate Joint Resolution 38, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to adequacy of appropriation for public education. Senate Bill 7, relating to tax advantage Oregon 529 college savings plans. Senate Bill 787, relating to water and appropriating money. Senate Bill 788, relating to water. Senate Bill 789, relating to education achievement gap task force and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 790, relating to forest land management. Senate Bill 793, relating to resident pioneer tags. Senate Bill 794 relating to condemnation. Senate Bill 795 relating to criminal history registry. Senate Bill 799 relating to tanning devices. Senate Bill 800 relating to pesticide use reporting system and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 801 relating to government ethics and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 802 relating to distilled liquor. Senate Bill 813 relating to Oregon Convention Center Headquarters Hotel appropriating money and prescribing an effective date. Senate Bill 814 relating to unlawful possession of a firearm. Senate Bill 815 relating to enforcement of immigration laws. Senate Bill 816 relating to funding for the Department of State Police appropriating money and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 817 relating to high school curriculum, Senate Bill 818 relating to attorneys, Senate Bill 819 relating to construction liens, Senate Bill 820 relating to appraiser certification and licensure board appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 821 relating to health care expense agreements and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 822 relating to audits and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 823 relating to business development income tax exemptions and prescribing an effective date, Senate Bill 824 relating to child abuse investigations, Senate Bill 825 relating to transportation, Senate Bill 826 relating to tax credits for premiums paid for health benefit plans, Senate Bill 827 relating to land use, Senate Bill 828 relating to unemployment insurance and appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 829 relating to residency requirements of public charter schools, Senate Bill 830 relating to calculation of minimum wage and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 831 relating to property taxation and prescribing an effective date, Senate Bill 832 relating to state finance, Senate Bill 835 relating to public borrowing for commuter rail transportation, appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 836 relating to spiritual treatment, Senate Bill 837 relating to state financial emergency and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 838 relating to animals, Senate Bill 839 relating to address confidentiality, Senate Bill 840 relating to human trafficking and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 841 relating to trafficking in persons and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 842 relating to the legal service program, Senate Bill 843 relating to used oil filters, Senate Bill 844 relating to waterways, Senate Bill 845 relating to gifts provided by pharmaceutical manufacturing companies appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 846 relating to mentally ill defendants, Senate Bill 847 relating to mental health services, Senate Bill 848 relating to community health centers, Senate Bill 849 relating to telecommunications and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 850 relating to the Health Services Commission, Senate Bill 851 relating to public health, Senate Bill 852 relating to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, Senate Bill 853 relating to governmental siting, Senate Bill 854 relating to election of directors of mass transit districts, Senate Bill 855 relating to health policy and planning, Senate Bill 856 relating to health care cost containment, Senate Bill 857 relating to health care data collection, Senate Bill 858 relating to underage alcohol use and appropriating money, Senate Bill 859 relating to education service districts and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 860 relating to higher education tuition, Senate Bill 861 relating to the State Parks and Recreation Department, Senate Bill 862 relating to reimbursement of health care costs and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 863 relating to reimbursement of local filmmaker productions, Senate Bill 864 relating to insurance coverage of prescription drugs, Senate Bill 865 relating to regulation of bookkeepers, Senate Bill 866 relating to minimum acreage of land zoned for exclusive farm use, Senate Bill 867 relating to public accountancy and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 868 relating to professional log haulers, Senate Bill 869 relating to angling, Senate Bill 870 relating to intergovernmental forest land transfer, Senate Bill 871 relating to the installation of security measures appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 872 relating to public contracting preferences for Oregon residents and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 873 relating to state financial administration and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 874 relating to individuals with disabilities, Senate Bill 875 relating to assistance animals and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 876 relating to immunosuppressant drugs, Senate Bill 877 relating to removal permitting programs, Senate Bill 878 relating to tax credits for investments in low-income communities and prescribing an effective date, Senate Bill 879 relating to urban renewal, Senate Bill 880 relating to tax compliance appropriating money and prescribing an effective date, Senate Bill 881 relating to school finance for public charter schools and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 882 relating to subtracting contributions to college savings network accounts, Senate Bill 883 relating to debt collection, Senate Bill 884 relating to procurements made with funds provided under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 885 relating to special election and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 886 relating to small tract forest land programs. Senate Bill 887 relating to investment tax credits. Senate Bill 888 relating to utility account delinquencies. Senate Bill 889 relating to amalgam restoration, Senate Bill 890 relating to small business loan guarantee program appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 891 relating to medical assistance, Senate Bill 892 relating to cancer screening, Senate Bill 893 relating to medical marijuana in the workplace, Senate Bill 894 relating to transportation workforce development, Senate Bill 895 relating to diversity in the construction workforce appropriating money and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 896 relating to diversity in public contracting, Senate Bill 897 relating to health, relating to public employee retirement and declaring an emergency, Senate Bill 898 relating to municipal privilege tax on distribution utilities. Senate Bill 899 relating to grants to school districts for workforce development, appropriating money and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 900 relating to energy resources. Senate Bill 902 relating to the application of pesticides near schools. Senate Bill 903 relating to elections related to school. Senate Bill 904 relating to school district collective bargaining and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 905 relating to the provision of special education services. Senate Bill 906 relating to participation of Oregon students in post-secondary education and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 907 relating to discretion Discretionary Design Review, Senate Bill 908, relating to nutrition improvement zones, appropriating money and prescribing an effective date. Senate Bill 909, relating to tax credits and prescribing an effective date. Senate Bill 910, relating to establishing specified facilities. Senate Bill 911, relating to persons found guilty except for insanity. Senate Bill 912, relating to local government income taxes. Senate Bill 913, relating to Oregon Center for Nursing, appropriating money and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 914, relating to payment for health care services provided to enrollees of prepaid managed health care services organization. Senate Bill 915, relating to the regulation of structures and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 916, relating to local government budgets. Senate Bill 922, relating to veterans who are attending a post-secondary institution. Senate Bill 923, relating to child support awards. Senate Bill 924, relating to exemption from taxation of income earned by members of armed forces. Senate Bill 925, relating to graduate education programs for veterans and appropriating money. Senate Bill 926, relating to weapons and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 927, relating to tourist-oriented directional signs. Senate Bill 928, relating to unlawful employment practices involving victims of certain crimes. Senate Bill 929, relating to the billing of tenants for water. Senate Bill 934, relating to public borrowing for Coos Bay Channel deepening. Senate Bill 935, relating to first responder building mapping information systems.
Committed to the President's desk referral. Senate, second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 85, relating to government ethics education adjudication process and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 218, relating to crime victims compensation program benefits. Senate Bill 242, relating to previous convictions. Senate Bill 243, relating to criminal procedures. Senate Bill 280, relating to animal fighting. Senate Bill 464, relating to recording groups. Senate Bill 539, relating to exemption from the insurance code.
He's a pass the counter. Now, here's the situation. The Democrats are going to caucus for 5 minutes, and they're going to go to the piano. And the Republicans are going to caucus for 5 minutes, and they're going to go to the water cooler. So I hope everybody understands what's going on here. The Republicans go to the water cooler back there, and the Democrats go to the piano. Is that right, Senator Farr? I got you right, Senator. All right, that's it. All right. The Senate will be at ease for 5 minutes.
driver licenses and declaring an emergency.
Recognize Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 129A brings Oregon into compliance with federal rules to implement provisions of the 1986 Commercial Driver License Act and the 1999 Motor Carrier Safety Improvement Act. Oregon legislative needs were identified in the 2007 federal audit of Oregon's commercial driver's license program. SB 129A also includes clarification of statute changes in three bills from our 2007 session, HB 3380, HB 2321, and HB 2268. SB 129A also prohibits the Department of Transportation from issuing a commercial driver's license with hazardous materials endorsement to an individual who's not a United States citizen or permanent legal resident, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Metzger. Discussion. Question now arises upon third reading and final passage, SB 129. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Krasonski, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, George. Voting no, Ferrioli, Gerard, Cruz. 26 ayes.
Senate Bill 129, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of House measures.
House Joint Resolution 15, recognizing March 2009 as Maternal Mental Health Awareness Month. House Bill 2058, relating to regulation of health professions and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2611, relating to preceding year production limits for brewery public house licensees selling at wholesale and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2634, relating to security for payment of workers' compensation insurance premiums.
These are transferred to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2162, relating to property tax appeals and prescribing an effective date.
Recognize Senator Mark Haas.
Mr. President, this bill cleans up a law that made it legal to hand deliver a final order of the local board of property tax appeals from the county to the appellant. That law failed to specify the starting date for these circumstances, and this bill makes a technical change and stipulates that the 30-day appeal period will trigger at the time of delivery when the final order is personally delivered to the appellant. Passed unanimously from the Revenue Committee. I urge your support.
Thank you, Senator Haas. Discussion. Question now rises upon the third reading and final passage of House Bill 2162. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer, Verger, Walker, Walker.
Do you want to ask
Senator Walker?
Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli. George, Gerard, Haas,
Senator Haas, Senator
Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum. President Courtney.
He's a yes.
Excused, George. 29 ayes.
The House Bill 2162, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Other business of the Senate, in accordance with SR 8.403, Committee Referral List Number 60 and Number 61 distributed to members March 5th, and 62 and 63 were distributed March 6th. Referrals will be recorded in the Journal of State Report. So order. Under announcements. All right, Senator Devlin, you have an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President.
colleagues. Senate Democrats, please go to caucus directly after the session. We'll try to only keep you for about 25 minutes.
Thank you. Senator Farioli, do you have an announcement? He has no announcements. 37 session days until the April 28th deadline for Senate bills to be approved by Senate policy committees. 15 hearing days for policy committees that meet twice a week until the April 28th deadline for Senate bills. 59 session days until policy committees are shut down on May 28th. Thank you for indulging me and allowing me to make those remarks, my fellow senators. If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 Tuesday, March 10th.